The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 121 of Wealth Talk. My name is Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director for Wealth Builders, joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Chris. Good to be with you again.
Here we are again. And we are bringing back to the forefront one of the programs that we are currently developing, which is Wealth Builders for Families. And that's a co-creation with one of our Academy members and teacher, Mr. Neil Moggan.
Yeah, well, what a perfect combination, right? So a real strong view and an opinion from the inside as to how financial literacy is taught, or rather not taught, in schools. And increasingly, in fact, whatever little that was taught in schools about financial things was always about budgeting, if I remember. And now that's been completely removed and replaced with more sex education. And not that I think that there's less need for that, but I think it's important also that to equip people for the future, good financial knowledge is key to helping people lead responsible and fulfilled lives. So no excuses for that. Our passion for this subject, and Neil is a great and enthusiastic teacher in his own right, you know, well noted for his enthusiasm in what he does. And I'm so glad he found us. And we're combining his love of that part of the education and our love of educating the grown-ups, which is what we do, Chris, isn't it? Is teach grown-ups how to become completely financially independent. And no better thing to do in my mind than to bring financial literacy into the home, to bring inclusive and fun and wide-ranging experiences for our young people of all ages. And I'm so looking forward to, well, sharing a little of what we're planning to do, but also to invite people, because we know this is a very popular subject. I remember doing some sound bites in Clubhouse over the summer, just before the summer, in fact, and it was hugely popular. Lots of people had lots of things they wanted to say about the school system and about education on money-related matters. And it's interesting to me that, you know, lots of people wanted to say something there. And we invite you listeners to let us know if you've got something you want to say about what should be in that literacy, what should be kind of your good case studies and your experiences of helping your own kids. Actually, it would also be interesting to know what you didn't get told. So many of us didn't get any financial direct teachings from our parents. We were like sponges and we absorbed what we saw, and usually what we saw wasn't that great. And if somebody doesn't teach it, then kids are going to get the knowledge from wherever they get knowledge now, which will be outside of your control. So we really want to bring this under the control of parents. And I think you referred to it in the interview that we'll hear soon, Chris, as kind of forward-thinking and savvy parents. And that's what we hope you are as listeners to Wealth Talk.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we certainly do encourage you to contact us and let us know if you've got any ideas, suggestions, or if simply if you just would like to be kept updated on development so that you're one of the first people to be able to beta test it when it's ready. So drop us a line, hello@wealthbuilders.co.uk, and let us know of your interest in the Wealth Builders for Families program. Okay, let's head on over to our conversation with Neil Moggan. Neil, welcome back to Wealth Talk today. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Hello, everyone. Good to see you.
Yeah, we, you know, we've been working hard in the background. Obviously, you know, you had your summer holidays, Neil, so we made good use of that time getting together with Kevin and continuing on the program for Wealth Builders for Families, which has had a bit of a name change since you were last on back in December last year, because we originally were calling it Wealth Builders for Teens, weren't we? So maybe you can fill everyone in as to why we decided to change that.
Yeah, of course. So back in July, we had a kind of a strategy day down in East Grinstead, and myself, you and Kevin met together, and we were discussing kind of the vision for the program. And the more we talked, the more we realized that this is a program for everyone in the family. It's not just for teenagers as such. Parents have got such a critical role in terms of developing these skills in our young people. So that's why we changed the name to Wealth Builders for Families.
Yeah, and we obviously got a bit of user feedback as well. And we felt that was definitely, you know, the better way to present this. And as we said, 10 months since you were last on, Neil, and I remember, you know, back in December, you'd only just joined us as an Academy member. So how are you getting on in terms of your own wealth building?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I can't thank Wealth Builders enough for what it's done for my family and I. It's kind of transformed our family's wealth. We've kind of set up our own property company. We've got two new rental property, or we're in the process of getting our second rental property in those 10 months. My wife's become a managing director of a property company. My business is growing really nicely. And then to have this joint venture is really just incredible. 10 months, really. It's amazing how kind of that one relationship that Kevin often talks about can change everything. And I originally got in touch with Kevin about this kind of Wealth Builders for Families project. And it's just kind of grown from there. And like my own personal growth has been incredible. And we're starting to see ripple effects. We've got like my best man's now joined up. With our financial advisors now changed their property strategy based on what we're doing. And it's just awesome really how it's kind of rippling out to other people and having an impact. It's just such a great program. And I'd recommend anybody to take a look at that. Check the free resources to start off with. And then once you feel comfortable, take that leap of faith, because that was a big leap for me and my family. But it was probably the best thing we've ever done, to be honest, around finances. Been awesome for us.
Yeah, good. Well, I'm so pleased to hear that, Neil. And big shout out to James, who's in the program now with, making good progress. So let's have a look at the progress we've been making. So let's update our listeners, you know, where we were. And let's start with the why, as always, Neil. You know, what were you seeing in particular, being a teacher in the classroom at school every day, very passionate about this topic? You know, what was inspiring you? What was fueling your desire to make some change?
That's a great question. So the reason I kind of got into financial literacy originally was for my own selfish reasons. But then the more I saw, the more I researched around financial literacy, the more I was just like, why isn't this being taught in schools? Schools do a lot of things absolutely brilliantly, but one of the things that it's pretty poor at, to be honest, is financial literacy. It's just not very high on schools' priority lists, and that's a real shame, because I work in a school where there's a 13-year life expectancy difference, depending on what side of the street children are born on. And for me, everything I do is around kind of how can we bridge that gap. And obviously, there's clear links between financial literacy and financial resources and life expectancy. So for where I work, and for any teenager, really, we just need to do all we can to upskill them so that they've got the resources to lead kind of the type of life that they want to lead.
Yeah. And since obviously we've been talking about this program, and obviously certainly inside the Academy, a lot of our members are so looking forward to this, and you've been kind of beta testing various aspects of the program with some of them as well and getting feedback. You know, why do you think it isn't readily available, this information? In the research you've been doing over the last few months, Neil, you know, what are you seeing out there, and what do you think's been missing?
Well, I think the first thing, the school system is absolutely ginormous. It's huge, and it's really difficult to change. Like you've got these departments that are embedded in the school. But if you were to create a curriculum now, this very moment in time, based for the 21st century, then financial literacy would definitely be really high up on the program and on that curriculum. And unfortunately, it's not. And schools have struggled to adapt to the internet in a way. And with all these emerging technologies coming through, kind of the school system is struggling in a way, really. And we need to see kind of bigger change higher up in government, really. But there's kind of three types of education in this country. We've got school, we've got college and uni, university. And wealth education isn't really done very well in any of those channels, particularly. In certain schools, yes. But as a general rule, is pretty poor, to be honest. So we've got to increase the ambition. We've got to kind of help children, teenagers to really be able to build their wealth rather than kind of maintaining the status quo around kind of budgeting is kind of what we're seeing in schools. There's nothing really around like planting seeds and watching your assets grow and developing compound interest and all of those kind of concepts that can really help a young person.
Yeah. And I guess this is kind of partly what's led us to the name change of families, because we've been looking, haven't we, at, you know, what's the angle? How can we really get this information out there in a way that's going to hit home? And, you know, is it aiming it at the kids? Is it going in through the schools? And hence we thought, no, it's the parents, isn't it? You know, it's the parents who are savvy, forward thinking, you know, way of life already. They're you know, already thinking about their own entrepreneurial ways, and they want to pass that on to their children, and they want to give them the best start in life. So hence why we think, you know, it's definitely the parents here who are going to lead this.
Yeah, absolutely. We've created this nine-step roadmap, but alongside that, we've got some brilliant case studies from families within our community. They've done some brilliant work helping their children kind of understand financial literacy and how they can develop that further. And we're also going to create a really, really strong community of like-minded families that are all going to come together to help each other develop skills, because we know every child is different. We know what works for one child won't work for another. And we've got to create that kind of a range of ideas, a range of different ways to approach it to help families, like help their individual child.
Yeah. So maybe we can share a little bit of obviously what we've been working on, Neil. Just obviously it's subject to change. We're still not quite ready for release yet, but I don't think we're too far away from having certainly a beta version. And we'll be testing that out with obviously our sort of inner circle academy members who've already been helping us out. And then obviously it will be ready early next year. So you talked about the roadmap, Neil. So Wealth Builders for Families roadmap, and a little bit, well, in fact, very similar to the recurring revenue roadmap that we have in the academy. We've got three stages. So can you take us through what those stages are and just give us an overview of kind of the learnings in each one of those stages?
Yeah, sure. So stage one is all about helping parents build awareness in their child about being more self-aware, more purpose-aware, and being more world-aware. And we've also got what we call building the five C's. So we want to help parents to help their children develop their confidence, their clarity of purpose, their communication skills, their creativity, and their ability to collaborate with other people. We feel these kind of five skills are really important in terms of moving forward into the kind of the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years. The world's changing all the time. And we want to give parents the best chance to prepare their children for that kind of uncertain future.
Awesome. And then stage two?
Yeah, so stage two, we then go on to build knowledge. So build that financial literacy that's not taught in the kind of formal education system. Kevin's got some amazing kind of financial lessons in step four around financial pillars. Then we start to look at leverage in step five, where, again, Kevin explains different products and practices that parents can do now to help help their children benefit from compounding interest and get a real head start. And then we start to look at entrepreneurship. So we're looking at really building that foundation of knowledge in your child to help them really get a head start, because we know, again, entrepreneurship is not taught very well in schools, particularly in most places. A bit of a generalization, but in most places. So just teaching children about the potential upside of entrepreneurship and also the downside as well. So we want to give a fair picture of what the pluses and minuses can be of that.
Brilliant. So we're building the awareness, stage one, building the knowledge, stage two. Takes us into stage three then.
Yeah, so stage three is all about taking action. And I'm really excited about this stage in particular, because this is where the parents and their children collaborate together to help the child earn their first amount of money, really. So we're going to give you a menu of ideas, and we call it Time to Earn, where the families take part in some education together. They then act, and then they review the results, and we bring in metacognition, see how children are learning from the process they've just gone through. And then we look to the future, because we're going to see over the next kind of generation the biggest change and transfer of wealth from the baby boomers to Generation X, Y, and Z. And we want to get families ready for that. We want to make sure they're prepared, and then we'll start to build the program even further by creating that community. We might even have an enterprise club and coaching. There's just so much to look forward to.
It sure is. And just even hearing you talking about it now, Neil, even though I know the content so well, it still really excites me. And obviously, listeners might hear a few of the words which are familiar already, talking about leverage, talking about pillars. But we've, really, really framed it for, children of different ages, right? So maybe you can just talk about the different age groups that this will apply for.
Yeah, certainly. We've created this family called the Smart Family. It's all about being financially smart. And our youngest child in the family is Elliot, but he's nicknamed Elon, and he's 10. But this is for the age group between 8 and 12, really. And he fancies himself as a bit of a tech entrepreneur, likes his kind of money making ideas on the side. And then we're targeting around that 8 to 12 age, and that's all about noticing lessons and playing really at that stage. Then we've got kind of 13 to 16 year olds, and we've got our character is Sophie Smart there, and this is about kind of that next step on and about learning the lessons and then taking some action. And the same thing for 17 to 19 year olds, and we've got a chap called Samuel. They're all brothers and sisters, and he's in his first year at university. And we're going to start looking at different ways that they can all be smart and how we can kind of bring the lessons to life, really.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And, we're really firing and making, some steady progress towards a release early in probably 2022. And we're going to be putting together like a little, I guess we'll call it a focus group, Neil, for our own Academy members. Very, very shortly. So Academy members listening now, if you're interested in providing some input, hearing and seeing a little bit more of the program, then do keep a lookout in our members Facebook group. And if you're not a member, then don't feel left out, because we would love to hear from you as well. If you feel that you've got something to contribute, some ideas, or you'd just like to get on the list so that you're one of the first people to find out when the program is ready, then just drop us a message, hello@wealthbuilders.co.uk. And we'll be happy to invite everyone in to contribute on this one, Neil.
Absolutely. We've got some brilliant case studies already coming in, and I still need to reach out to certain people. But if I've missed you out, I really apologize. Please get in touch with me, because I'm just looking for some brilliant case studies. And you've done something really awesome with your child that's really made the difference to their financial literacy and their understanding. Please reach out to us, because we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, well, it's such a fun project, and it's so enjoyable working with you, Neil. So thanks for coming on today. I think we'll probably make this a bit more of a regular occurrence now as we get closer to the release date. So are you up for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Cheers, Neil.
Cheers.
Okay. So thanks to Neil for sharing an update then on how things are progressing. Before we expand on that a little bit further, Kevin, let's dive over to Trustpilot. And latest review this week is in from Keith. And Keith has titled his review, Consistent Value Delivery. Having known Kevin and Christian now for many years, I can truly say they are consistent, genuine, honest, insightful value givers who operate with a level of integrity rarely seen. If you're looking to make a change, you should take a closer look and see if your values align. P.S. Keep up the good work, gents.
Well, that's nice of Keith, isn't it, for him to take a moment or two and share that. And very succinctly said, I think, and reflection of many of things that people say, Chris, about our collaboration together, which is, born out of a real strong and earnest desire to help people become financially independent. And this is an earnest desire too, isn't it, to help parents be fully equipped teachers. There's the teachers themselves in schools are not always the best place at any event to be teaching wealth, because they don't have the foundational principles in many cases if they've never learned it and they're trading time for money. So I think it's best in the hands of those who are spending some time to educate themselves on the principles. And certainly we'll be sharing principles in the Wealth Builders for Families program, principles of inclusion, principles of being able to share knowledge with our young people of all ages And we don't mean that in terms of classroom type knowledge, but there'll be storybooks for the young, there'll be activities and lots of ideas that you know, you can use as a family to enjoy the experience. Because I think all too often, the big taboo in families, in fact, there are two big taboos, I think, Chris. One is money and the other is death. Nobody likes to talk about them. We don't mind talking about those things because in the end, we're all going to pass and we need to be good stewards of our money. And what's the point of the biggest transition of wealth almost in history being passed on to the next generation who are ill-equipped to receive it and may well, in the end, consume it by just spending the money as opposed to being taught, as we try and help our own members do, Chris, create a sort of a family wealth business, a family charter, almost a set of rules of engagement that you have a vision for what you want your family's wealth to do and you enjoy embracing the whole concept of your children being involved in that so that they get the wisdom to perpetuate and expand the wealth and do good things in 100 years, 150 years, 200 years, long after you and me as pioneers of the wealth in our families have gone. But we hope at least we'll be toasted in one way or another.
Yeah, and Neil shared, obviously, the 9-step roadmap that we've developed. He shared a little bit around the Smarter Family who will feature. Are there any aspects, Kevin, you've been recording a few sessions with Neil lately? Any additional highlights that you'd like to, you know, mention yourself?
Yeah, it's a good question, Chris. And I would say, I think there's going to be very practical things that parents can do, grandparents can do, things that you can prepare yourself if you're likely, as I am now at that certain age, of being the bank of mum and dad, as they call it. And how do you prepare yourself for that? And how do you prepare the next generation for that? We'll be talking about the new ways people can kind of make that pocket money, birthday money, work harder, and how to do that electronically. There are so many fantastic bank accounts being set up. We'll talk about things and products you can use that will involve the kids in some ways, like the fun prizes in premium bonds, in junior ISAs, in pensions of different sizes, from junior SIPs to even getting people involved in SAS. That's a language people have heard, but you have to be 18 to do that. But nonetheless, a whole raft of things that you not just do, but you can then share and teach the next generation, so that they don't get bored, they don't get browbeaten with financial facts and data, but they can have experiences and do some things that they can learn along the way, including some games, you know, obviously the big games like Monopoly, Cashflow 101, and other things too that we'll be introducing. And hopefully, Chris, a young entrepreneur, I hesitate to say prizes, but I think probably what we'll do at Wealth Builds is sponsor some young entrepreneurs so that they can go on to bigger and better things. Because we think in the world of careers, for some people, why wouldn't being an entrepreneur be a logical outcome for them? Not that there's anything against jobs. We don't have a problem with that. We have a way of articulating being in a job, which is a way to give value and to learn how to give value, to learn how to play in a team, to play full out in the team you're playing in, for the employer, for example. But in the end, it's almost, well, it's not quite impossible, but it's really, really difficult to build wealth from a place of employeeship because so much of your value has been given away. But anyway, we'll be embracing all those subjects, Chris, talking about those things and bringing lots and lots of case studies of what forward-thinking parents are doing with their children, both from an experience point of view, from an investment point of view, from a sharing point of view, to bring this subject to life. And I hope it resonates with you listeners out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be collaborating. We'll be sharing some of this with our own members and then keeping you updated as and when that's becoming close for its release. But don't forget, do drop us a line if you are interested in sharing some ideas or just participating or even just being on the list, so you're one of the first people to find out when it is dropped. So drop us a line, hello@wealthbuilders.co.uk. Let us know if you'd like to be kept updated. And we hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode. And we'll be back same time, same place next week, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. And until then, my friend, see ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.